There are many contenders.
Shove a sock down a throat.
Defecating on streets.
He's gone to sleep.
But it can't always be this guy.
Knock, knock, may I come in?
Who will be...
Clown, the complete clown.
Clown of the week.
Sellmycar.com.au. Cash for your car, fast.
Well done, Sell My Car. Yeah. More cars out in the roads, we can see. It's about
That's
to fire back
have,
up.
Yep.
Yeah. So give them a call. Go with the biggest and the best in the business. That's what I always say.
We love having
give us
him
a call.
On board, Kennedy Malloy. Thank you.
133353 yeah. If you want to get involved. Please don't call about Jane Kennedy because we've already received many calls and letters.
What do you
and
mean? Please don't
we
call
We will be having a look at your behaviour a little later on
right.
in this segment.
nice
you've had a big
know.
Week. You've had a big week. What some might describe as a shocker.
really? Oh,
well,
we'll
in a
that.
Good way. In a good way.
You know. I'm still recovering. I'm
Correct. Being, you've been hit on the head.
That's true.
And we get
been
there.
Hit
so,
on the head.
So it's all understandable, of
all
course.
All right. Shall we go
to
someone who... Yeah.
Who do you want to
Plan
start
of
with,
the week time. Well, someone who sounds like she's been hit on the head. I want to start with Senator Michaela Cash, who we love
if,
for
and
her
if you did,
incredible
if you did
enthusiasm.
If you hit her on the head, it'd make a tinny sound. Ding. Ding, ding. Like you're hitting,
all right.
Aluminium can.
If you've got the radio up nice and loud, get ready for this. Because you just hear the full impact of it.
Yeah.
Let's hear from Senator Michaela Cash.
Bad call from the government is to go and have a curry for the...
Go and have a curry for the... Hey! I'm going to tell the Prime Minister that one. A curry for the country. I love it. I love Indian food. It's my favourite food. I promise you I will do that.
That's interesting, because normally people who are on meth don't want to eat anything.
No.
She sounds.
She was asked about her intense love of, you know, and a journalist said, "Were you like the expression curry for the country?" And it really tickled her fancy, didn't it?
Yeah. That's right.
We
and
had
I
to follow
what,
it up.
What tickled my fancy is when she rang into the show to explain herself, and she was just as excited.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, Mick.
Have you had a curry for the country?
Oh, curry for the country! I've had a Weet-Bix for the weekend, mate. I'm having a burger for Byron, a schooner for the schools, and Subway for the suburbs. I'm going all
that. What about a yogurt? Who would you have a yogurt for?
Oh, mate. We are pushing it now. A yogurt for Yarrambat. There you go. Yarrambat. I believe that's somewhere in Victoria, isn't it?
Go and have a lie down.
Did I tell you I love Indian? Oh.
Yarrambat, by the way. Excellent golf course in Yarrambat. If you're
well,
in the
you
area.
Well, you know all about golf courses.
Yeah.
Hey, who do you want to clown? Go.
Well, Donald Trump. We're not going to go into this because we've got Chas Licciardello coming up. His show's on tonight. But Nancy Pelosi, in a moment of genius, has managed to absolutely throw a haymaker in the president's direction.
Okay. As far as the president is concerned, he's our president, and I would rather he not be taking something that has not been approved by the scientists, especially in his age group and in his, shall we say, weight group, what is morbidly obese, they say.
Okay.
If you ever want to insult me, Jane, just throw out the phrase morbidly obese and the job is done.
I am so impressed with her stoicism.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She has
She's
landed
very brave
one
woman.
Right on the chin and you know he's been thrown him. He's been
totally.
In a loop all week. Yeah. Who else, Jane?
I'd like to clown Justin Bieber.
Oh, Bieber.
For saying on Facebook this week that he regrets not saving himself for marriage. Oh my God.
But if I could go back and like not have to face some of the bad like hurt, yeah, I would have probably saved myself for marriage probably. We went there. I would have probably saved myself for marriage.
I don't know if I'd say the same, but we had different experiences.
Yeah, that's his wife, Hayley, saying, yeah.
Do you feel like we've covered that
for other people or for him?
Good on him, but because you know he's got a giant wang.
Well, is he?
Justin Bieber has one. Remember we saw
it
in Fiji or something. He was on a boat naked. It's as big as Richard Wilkins.
That big.
It's pretty big. He's a bit out of proportion for his size.
Hey, we've got some callers. Let's get on the line. Leanne's on the line. Leanne, who do you want to clown?
I want to clown Dave for being a tight ass with his fish and chips.
A dangerous Dave for
this is outrageous.
Not buying $56 fish and chips in a family pack for his family of four. And yet, check this out, Leanne. He's gone and bought himself a $75 bottle of Gentleman Jack's bourbon for the weekend.
Outrageous.
So you can hear the kids' tummies rumbling. You can hear the kids' tummies rumbling. No flathead for you. No whiting for you. But a whole heap of Gentleman Jack's for me. How do you feel about that,
Dave? It's a bit over. $56 though, Leon. That's a bit over the top, isn't it?
Oh, get over it.
Two adults.
We've told you. A piece of fish costs $10 at least.
Well, I'm not at the Alfred and Fish Shop in Ballarat. $5.50 for a piece of flake. So thanks for that caller.
Yeah, what sea does that come from?
I don't know.
That's been in the freezer for a long time, mate.
Good point, Leanne. A case of Brick Lane
and
coming
to our Rob Thomas Garrard session as well for all our calls.
Coming to the Rob Thomas Garrard session. He's going to be
that's special.
A great
him in his
out,
living room.
Leanne.
Yeah.
Awesome. Where are you calling from, Leanne? Where are you calling from?
Narang Bar in Brisbane.
What happens there? What's the big thing in Narang Bar?
Easygoing lifestyle.
You seem to have adopted it and done well. Okay, thank you very much. Gary's on the line. Gary, who do you want to clown?
Hey, Mickey, Jane. Definitely a guy that was reported the other day in Broadie stopped to grab a kebab, left his car running in Broadie, and guess what happened?
What?
Car got stolen.
So if you go to Broadmeadows in Victoria in Melbourne,
if you go to Broadmeadows and leave your keys in the car and the engine running, you'd want to get rid of that car.
Correct.
No need to call carsales.com. He's got
nice
it.
One.
Can I just say this, and I mean this genuinely, anyone who's after a kebab probably shouldn't be driving because they're already drunk.
Correct.
That's the head off there. Okay, we're going to take some more calls after this.
Yeah, we're still going to clown.
We've got plenty more to clown.
We've got Chaz, we've got Ella Hooper, we've got Ross Noble, all still to come. A week in review. It's a massive Friday, Kennedy Malloy. But now, thanks to sellmycar.com.au, it's clown of the week.
And we are literally motoring through it as we speak. David's on the line. David, who do you want to clown?
Hey, Mick. Hey, Jane. New South Wales Assistant Commissioner, Deputy Commissioner of Police, Jeff Loy, had his unmarked police car stolen off his driveway down in Sutherland.
I read this story. So he left the car unlocked, unmarked, in his front driveway, and it's gone the way of the kebab driver from Broadmeadows.
Pretty much.
That is a good story.
That's tough.
That's going to be a sheepish day at work, isn't it? when you're the New South Wales Assistant Commissioner and you have to report your car stolen. Okay, from where? My front house.
Doing
good
his own
stuff.
Investigation.
That's it, David. You got yourself a slab of Brick Lane. We'll give you the base lager. There you go. Pat's on the line. Pat, where are you calling from?
Moffs Harbour, mate.
Moffs Harbour, alma mater.
Yeah.
Up there. Do you know, earlier in the week, we were talking about France having to sell the Mona Lisa for $89 billion to pay off their debts. And we said, what is it Australia could hock or sell to pay off the debt? Without question, the most popular item from all around the country was the big banana.
Yeah.
I reckon it would be, mate.
Would you be okay with that?
Well, we've got a lot of blueberries growing in the area now, and so we could replace it with a big blueberry.
It doesn't have the same ring to it, mate, the big blueberry.
It's not as funny as when you leave school. And I had my schoolies at Coffs Harbour. Five of us went there. Yeah. It's not as funny photos there.
Did you go to the big banana?
Of course we did.
Big banana's great.
Jane was just a banana once.
I'm just saying, the photos are funnier at the big banana than they would be at the big blueberry. Yeah. Trust me.
Okay. Who do you want to clown?
Anastasia Palaszczuk.
Anastasia Palaszczuk, who has closed the border and is going to keep the borders closed till September. Is that right?
Yeah, what a joke.
As long as they're open in time for schoolies week. That's all I care about. As a bona fide toolie, it's an important part of my calendar. And you can't keep the goldie to yourself.
It doesn't seem fair.
She's got a big war going with the New South Wales Premier. I call it Australia's Gaza Strip. They've got to build a wall. They've got to do something. And she's beaten off one with... I tell you what, the New South Wales Premier bit off a blue... with the WA Premier, and he came out swinging. Listen to this.
I can see Australia not reaching its potential if premiers don't take down their borders.
New South Wales had the Ruby Princess. I mean, seriously? And they're trying to give us advice on our borders?
Bang,
seriously?
That'll do. I mean, there it is. The Ruby Princess will shut down anyone from New South Wales, I would have thought.
Hey, we could send Pat too. He can go to watch Rob Thomas.
Of course.
On
oh, Rob Thomas.
You've got invite Pat, to that as well, Pat.
Live from Coffs Harbour. You don't have to leave your lounge room, mate. Yeah. You're going.
Piped into your house.
Good on you.
Yeah. Okay. Shall we? I've got a couple. Have you were firing one, Jane? You go.
Yeah, no. I just wanted to talk about this was something that perhaps your girlfriend, your ex-girlfriends might have wanted to have on board. It's called the cuddle curtain. It was an invention by a young guy so he could embrace his nan. Let's have a listen.
What could be better than an anti-COVID cuddle curtain? Unbridled joy as Anthony Corvin's nan got a guidelines-compliant hug. He had taped some long sleeves into a shower curtain.
I went to go see my nan a couple of times in the garden, and you'd leave thinking, I'm missing just that interaction, that hug. So then I decided to come up with this idea.
Yeah. Somehow. I'm suggesting unbridled joy seeing his nan. That's going a little over the top.
I know some girls would have loved to have their hands on that. Yeah. Hi, honey, I'm home. Yep. Get in the cuddle curtain.
Arms in.
Arms in. That's it. No kissing. All right. What about the priest? The priest.
Oh, this is innovative, actually.
This is how he dishes out the holy water. Here's a story from the week.
In a bid to practice social distancing during the pandemic, the priest used the squirt gun to shoot holy water at parishioners. The priest told one media outlet he was a little concerned about how the Vatican might react, but says, quote, I haven't heard anything yet.
I've got the hands full. And you know, in other news, he uses a super soaker for a baptism. It really frightens the kids, but they get on with it. All right, now, before we leave this segment, we need to turn our attention to the antics of Jane Kennedy over the course of the week. Oh. Full disclosure, Jane was hit on the head after a very serious fall, and she's not been quite right.
No, you haven't been the same.
She's like our special team member lately.
Yeah,
and she's had a big week. I'm going to walk you through a couple of my favourite moments on the show this week. You may have heard us talking about Justin Bieber just before. Earlier in the week, I went to introduce the topic on air for the first time. Here's how it went down. Justin Bieber said if he went back in time, he wouldn't have premarital sex.
Really? I feel like we've done this before. Have I been hit on the head?
Well, I think we spoke about it off air.
Oh, James.
Oh, did we?
You know you're on here right now, don't you?
I am.
Okay.
I'm just.
Do you want me to start again?
I know that Justin Bieber says, no, don't call me sweetie. I'm totally fine. I just wanted to know, have we talked about Justin Bieber wanting to wish he was a virgin? All right, go to a break now.
Don't call me sweetie should be the title of your autobiography.
Thank you. I love it.
Good. Okay, what about this moment when we were talking about your Zoom background, which I have to look at every day, and you were adding to it, and you made a new addition, and you just went off mic as you went to put in your new jellyfish light lava lamp on the back curtain. Have a listen. What you've bought is a fake jellyfish.
It looks fantastic.
In a cylinder.
Yep. It's an aquarium.
Looks like a little lava lamp or something.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like a lava lamp. I'm just going to put it in the background.
All right.
Okay, you're off mic, by the way. She's pottering around like a 96-year-old
woman.
Doesn't feel
like she's on the air.
I reckon she's got the Rona.
She's
talking to herself.
The Rona.
I reckon she's got the Rona.
I reckon she's got the Rona, the corona.
No, we think it's affected me.
All right.
Let's just
give
me, I'm allowed to do that. Oh, no, there's a lot more.
We've heard you. Yeah, there's more. There's a lot more. We've heard you chewing on air.
Yeah.
We've heard you doing a lot of things on air.
Swearing.
Swearing on air. That's a regular occurrence. Actually, we heard you drinking a milkshake on air. Have a listen. It's not a hotel room. Thank you. We know beer. Excuse me.
What was that?
Oh, jeez.
Since I had to wear a neck brace, I have to drink drinks with a straw.
Dennis, what was your observation of Jane?
Mate, I thought she was pulling a cone.
Mate, get a grip, will you?
It's a radio. I can't see you.
You don't know.
Dude, I'm a mother of five.
She's made herself a homemade bomb.
I would not know how to make a bomb if I tried.
I wouldn't have a clue. That makes sense when you consider the purchase of a lava lamp with jellyfish in it. I think that does sound. And if we've got time for one more to go out on, what about the day Jane, during the Song Whisperer, decided to steal the thunder of a man who'd been rang in? It was his big moment to be on air, and here's what happened.
Hey, Ismet, what is your... Oh, okay. I can see what your song is, and I love this song.
Well, do you want to say my guess then, Jay?
No, no, yes. Oh, Ismet.
I don't even mind that.
Say it.
She's Always a Woman to Me by Billy Joel.
Yeah, who steals a guy's song?
She's always a woman to me.
Thanks, mate. We're closing up. Thanks, Billy.
This is real life now. This is me saying Ismet was encouraging me. He was being pleasant. He was. You're saying, Jane, do you want to say it then? Because you're right, so Jane. Happy about it. Also,
well
I want
done,
to
Jane.
Just clown Dave for singing along to that song, by the way.
There it is. All right, Jane, you've earned it. You have a lie down this weekend. You've had a shower with your dog today. I want you to really look after yourself.
I'm still recovering.
We'll hit the ground running on Monday.
Coming up is our crime report. Chaz from The Chaser, Ross Noble, Ella Hooper and more. Stick around. Kennedy Malloy.